So I want to bring all of this little thing about our relationship with Jesus as our friend to a conclusion. And I want the conclusion to be this. Mr. Jones, meet the Master. Where did that come from? Mr. Jones, meet the Master. There's a few people, I'm one of them, that like to read sermon transcripts. We have Wesley sermons, and thank God for some of the people in the past that wrote down their sermons, and we have them available to us, and people in history. But there is one gentleman that really wrote down not only all his sermons, but he practiced them and he put them together. And he entitled one of his books, Mr. Jones, Meet the Master. And it's a selection of sermons from somebody you may not recognize the name or may not know. It was a Scottish pastor by the name of Peter Marshall. Anybody remember Peter Marshall? There's a wonderful movie out, and if you get a chance to see it, I don't know if it's still in the theaters or not, and it's called The Great Awakening. It's a story of George Whitefield and his relationship when he came to the country. He was part of the Holy Club with the Wesleys in England at that time, and he was so evangelistic that the Church of England kicked him out, so he came to this country and became a very famous evangelist, George Whitefield. But anyhow, him and Benjamin Franklin got to be friends and so forth during that time. And it was around the time when the Constitutional Convention was taking place, which is what we have now. And there was a lot of challenges about whether these 13 colonies were going to come and form this thing called the Constitution. Thank God that they did. So the influence was really special there. But one of the things that Ben Franklin did when they were coming together, and they did put the Constitution, and he finally convinced them to put into our Constitution that every opening session of Congress would be opened by a clergy person. Prayer, very important part of the founding of our country. So, there this fellow, Peter Marshall, Scottish pastor, became the chaplain for the Senate in the 1940s. And the title of his book came from that. It was one of Marshall's best-known sermons, which was included in there, and it was simply entitled, Mr. Jones, Meet the Master. And this is the message that Peter Marshall told at a setting. He said, I was sitting beside a man named Mr. Jones at a fancy banquet one day. He and the man discussed the soul-shredding problems of their time, and Mr. Jones asked, Hey, say enough. If you really think they're that bad, what's the answer? Peter answered, Well, there is only one answer that I know. It's God. People like you and me are becoming personally acquainted with him. And when a man cultivates a personal friendship with the chief, there's no life too much of a mess that he won't straighten out and keep straight. No problem that he can't handle. Mr. Jones, Peter Marshall says, meet the Master. My friend, he said, I want you to meet the Master. I want you to cultivate a personal friendship with the Lord of the universe, the King of glory, with Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said, and if you do this, there'll be no problem in your life that he can't handle. There's no load that he can't lift. There's no end to the way he will bless you and make you a blessing. He will be a friend that you can love and serve all the days of your life. And as we grow in our friendship with him, he changes us. He emboldens us. And we find ourselves using our voices to speak up for him, for his cause, his conviction. And as your loyalty to Christ grows, let me tell you what will happen. Because I know it happened to me. You'll want to spend more time reading his word, the Bible. You'll become your chief textbook for life, the Bible, for the basis for you deepening your understanding of the world around you. Reading and studying God's word. Joining his people in worship every week. Sharing his message and speaking up for his agenda. Those are the signs of a deepening relationship with your friend. And that's how you develop a biblical worldview. We know what the worldview is, the secular worldview. but you need a biblical worldview. Everybody does, even if they don't realize it. The Lord will give you the courage and the enjoyment of speaking up for Him to your family, to your co-workers, to your neighbors. And when we are silent and fail to share the Lord's wisdom with the world around you, it diminishes the cause of Christ. The followers of Christ. Don't bully others, but neither will we be bullied or intimidated or silenced. It's a privilege to speak His truth to our culture, because we know He will use it to help all other Mr. Joneses who need to meet the Master.